Module 3. Gearing up with electronics. Unit 8. Amplifiers. Activities 9 and 10.
Now that we have seen what amplification is and the classification of amplifiers, I would like to show you a diagram. This is the basic block diagram representing the configuration of a typical vacuum tube. Arrows indicate the voltage paths through the amplifier. Arrows for the power supply indicate the DC positive voltage, B+. Arrows from points A to E indicate the audio signal paths. As you can see, each section of an amplifier requiring an active device is usually referred to as a stage. Each stage provides a certain amount of signal gain. Point A is the input to the amplifier. The pre-amplifier stage is optional depending on how sensitive the input needs to be. Normally, an audio input sensitivity of 0.5V is sufficient to drive the amplifier to full output. Some audio sources, such as a microphone, put out much lower audio levels and require a pre-amplifier stage. Point B is the input to a tone control circuit. There is a loss of signal level through the tone control circuit, so an amplifying stage is usually included to make up for the lost signal. A volume control would be included at the input before the tone control circuit. Point C is the input to the driver stage. The power output stage has very little gain and requires a driver stage to amplify signal high enough to drive the output stage to full power. Point D is the input to the power output stage. At this point, the audio signal needs to be very high. Depending on the power amplifier output watts, the input could require 10 volts or more of audio signal. Point E is the power output stage connection to a loudspeaker. A matching transformer is required to match the high impedance power vacuum tube to the low impedance loudspeaker.